With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Insurgents breached Syria's largest city Friday and clashed with government forces for the first time since 2016. A surprise attack sent residents fleeing, threatening the government's stability, as BBC correspondent Mohammed Taha reports.
It is a significant point. After 4 years of control of the Syrian government, of the old Syrian soil, Syria started to come back to the Arab League. All the boycott with the Arab countries were started to ease, and everybody was accepting Bashar al-Assad again, a legitimate ruler to Syria according to the Arab community. Now, if the Syrian fighters started to hit and Russia also is getting involved again in the fight, that might be problematic to the Syrian government.
The advance on Aleppo follows a shock offensive launched by insurgents Wednesday as thousands of fighters swept through the villages and towns in Syria's northwestern countryside. Residents fled neighborhoods on the city's edge because of missiles and gunfire, according to witnesses in Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the country's unresolved civil war, said dozens of fighters from both sides were killed. Also at SRNnews.com, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau flying in to meet with President-elect Donald Trump.
Earlier at a news conference, Justin Trudeau told reporters that raising tariffs would hurt citizens on both sides of the border by raising prices in U.S. stores, and urged cooperation between the two nations. More than three-quarters of Canada's exports go to the United States, and on Wednesday, Canada offered to bolster security along the border with the U.S. in response to Mr. Trump's threat.
BBC correspondent David Willis reporting. The two leaders met for dinner last night along with key advisors for each side. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A new agency targets Planned Parenthood. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Elon Musk has been tapped by President Trump to head the Department of Government Efficiency, and one of its first actions may be to cut federal funding from the nation's largest abortion business. Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who all serve in the new agency, have reportedly placed Planned Parenthood on a list of groups that are benefiting from taxpayer dollars and are liable to be cut off. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative Catholic legal group is suing Illinois over a landmark state law enshrining a fundamental right to abortion and requiring insurance companies to cover the procedure. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Chicago by the Thomas More Society argues that Illinois is violating the First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights of its plaintiffs. It also argues the state is in violation of the Comstock Act of 1873 because it requires both health insurance to cover providers who send abortion medication in the mail. This is SRN News. Exit polls in Ireland's general election suggest the three biggest parties have won roughly equal shares, and the country is headed for another coalition government. BBC correspondent Andrew McCafferty has this story.
Sinn Féin coming out slightly ahead on 21.1%, followed by Fine Gael on 21%, and then Fianna Fáil on 19.5%. Sinn Féin will be encouraged by this poll, but the big challenge for the party is finding that pathway to power, because this exit poll would suggest Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are in a strong position to return to the government benches, albeit with the support of two smaller parties.
The figures only give an indication and don't reveal which parties will form the next government. Ballot tabulation begins today. Romanians preparing to go to the polls in a parliamentary vote that will determine a new government and prime minister to lead the European Union and NATO member country. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.